Hello and welcome back to another one of these things that I'm doing. I don't know how many of these I'm going to do, but I'm quite enjoying it. It's quite nice to just sit down with your thoughts and talk bollocks into a microphone. I've been doing that for years, but never really sort of formalised it in the way I have today. anyway, so what I'm talking about today is good and bad. Well, that's a big subject. Yeah, quite large, quite weighty. I mean, religious people and philosophers have discussed this subject for many, many years. But I have kind of like my own morality, if you will, my own ideas about what good and bad actually means. And I'd just like to discuss that with you, because we, as a society, we've never been more divided. Actually, that's not true. The English Civil War and the American Civil War probably are really good ways of looking at it. In fact, I think when the whole Brexit thing happened, it was very much like I was taught at school about fathers and sons being on different sides in the war. And it was very clear to me that we were going through another kind of civil war, just a quieter civil war, a huffier civil war, a civil war that based mostly on the internet. And it was then I really began to notice the sort of fractures in society and how this has been ongoing. And how people utilised people's initial sort of, I would call it bigotry initially, but people who didn't really understand the world and didn't really understand how the world worked. And that's the best way to put it, because they didn't understand why Europe was important to us and we were important to Europe. They just didn't, all they could see was that there was a jolly foreigner over there who's telling me what to do, which he wasn't to do anyway. Anyway, we weren't going to that. But that's when I began to really see the sort of fault lines in society, and the fault line eventually opened up, and we ended up with a Grand Canyon. I'm sure I can hear all the geologists screaming in my ear now going, that's not how fault lines work. But effectively, we've got a Grand Canyon between two sides. And that division has been stoked, and it's been stoked by politicians and people on high to try and control the narrative and control people, and they've been very successful. I'm going to be honest, they have been very successful at this. They have managed to turn families against each other. They have managed to build hatred against small groups, and when we think about hatred against small groups, we can only go back to World War II, can't we? And before, actually, when we're looking at very powerful people blaming a minority of people for everybody else's woes. So we know what happened over there back then, and I'm not going to use the names of those people, because frankly I don't think that's speaking of those unspeakable devils who blamed a wonderful group of people and concentration camps, etc. Not going to speak their name. But what I will say is the same tactics being used today. Same tactics. I mean, it's so obvious and it's so clear. This is not like a conspiracy theory. This is not somebody with a tinfoil hat sitting there going, oh, well, you know, I think lizard people are taking over the world, and I put a bucket on my head and they can't see me. But no, that's absolutely not the case here. This is really obvious. They're using the same playbook as those unspeakable people in Germany back in World War II. And people are falling for it again. And that in itself is infuriating. Now, why is that? Why are people falling for this nonsense again? Could it be that the educational system in this country hasn't been very good? Could it be that we're not teaching people critical thinking skills? You know, I failed at school, completely failed. I didn't get a single, I've still to this day not got a qualification to my name, and it's not something I'm particularly proud of. It's just that I come out in a cold sweat just even thinking of an examination. I just can't even see myself sitting one. And I think a lot of this my generation certainly experienced the same thing. And we weren't given any help, and But some of us, we kind of continued to teach ourselves when we left school. We read books, and vast amounts of books. We made friends with people who challenged us. And I'll say now, those of you who ever listened to the Gentleman's Review podcast that I used to do with Tom, Andy and Lisa, those guys challenged me, certainly early on, back in when I was in my 20s. If I came out with bollocks, they challenged me on that bollocks. And reasoned with me, and basically said, no, this is nonsense, Martin. I don't know where you picked this nonsense up. It's not true. And by doing that, by then trying to prevent that happening again, nobody likes to be told off by their friends. I made sure I double-checked things, looked at sources, started to, you know, really develop critical thought to start looking at, you know, who's telling me this thing, who's informing me this nonsense. And it's become even more complicated now with everyday life, because the internet is so confusing for some people because, yet again, lack of education. We didn't teach people how to use this stuff, and we're still not teaching people how to use it properly. So you might type into Google, please tell me the thing that I believe is true. And then Google will say, yes, it is true. Here are 500 sites telling you that it's true. But each one of those sites is owned by the same person. Quite often, I'll be honest, some of them are owned by Russia to sow disinformation, or various other state actors, and others just by, you know, people who are equally deluded. And so effectively you can go online and say, I believe this thing, which is completely wrong, tell me that I'm right. And the internet will generally tell you that you're right. And as I talked about AI yesterday, these large language models do exactly the same thing. They tell you that you are right and everybody else is wrong. It just reinforces nonsense. So, you know, what you need to do really is to look at where these websites are coming from. And it's got to the stage now where if something's posted on Facebook, I look at it first. Is this AI? Is this, you know, a nonsense article generated? If it isn't AI, I then go and I double check the facts. And there are ways of doing that. If it's a news story purporting to you know, a man saved a squirrel from setting fire to a nuclear bomb, go online, type those words in, and Google will come up. And hopefully, if you're looking at a good site, a proper news site, an official news site, and you know, like BBC or you know, a well-known news organisation, and they will have that story. And you can look at it and go, oh, right, okay. If it's nowhere else to be found, you'll just find yourself coming back to that same article that's on social media, but on different social media platforms, you're in a loop there, and you ignore that. Don't share it, because that is not true. It's as simple as that. You know, if it had been true, it would have been, you know, reported on by an official channel. And that's the other sort of really horrible thing about this, is that people have been told to ignore, to not trust official news channels. You know, they've been told that it's fake news by the orange one in America. And that's terrible, because essentially they could be cut off from actual fact and news. I mean, the BBC now have had to create this entire section of their website, which is down to fact-checking everything. And I think it's called Reality Check or something of the sort. Just look it up. But yeah, that's still really, really good. You know, however you think that the BBC are leaning at this particular time, and they have actually lent in one direction more over recent years due to the people at the top. And I think there probably is a time now where they're going to have to rebalance. I'm hoping that will happen. But look twice at everything. Don't trust it. Don't just share it. If you are a racist and somebody's telling you that the racism is a good thing, probably look twice at it, even if you are a racist, because you'll find that it's actually being produced by some unspeakable people in a small room somewhere, and it's probably not true. So this takes me on to good and bad. How do you know if you're the bad guy? You know, and I think that's one of the main things these days. People don't seem to know when they are the bad guy. And what they will say is, I'm entitled to my opinion. I've just called you unspeakable, terrible things, but I'm entitled to my opinion. No, you're not. You are entitled to your opinion, but I'm entitled to come back at you and say that's nonsense. And a lot of people don't believe that they should have any comeback. They're supposed to be able to just say what they want, and nobody's supposed to come back and disagree with them. But the fact is, at the end of the day, you have to look at these things and go, right, okay, what's real? What is not real? What's sensible and what's not sensible? And what is true opinion? And I say true opinion, that is something you heartfelt believe. And quite often, true opinion comes from life experience. It comes from things you have experienced. True opinion does not come from reading an article on the Daily Mail's website. That's not a true opinion. That's a received opinion, as far as I'm concerned. But so here we go, into the world of good and bad. I know I've rambled on here, but this is the point of this podcast. It allows me to ramble on, and nobody's listening to it, so it doesn't matter. That's a great thing about produce something that nobody wants to listen to. It's brilliant. You can just say what you want. So if you are, the idea of good and bad has been around since probably the dawn of time. People have looked at what makes somebody bad, what makes somebody good. And quite often in this day and age, bad comes from misinformation. Misinformation coupled with maybe some bigotry as well, and maybe how they've been brought up. All right. So it's kind of easy to see if you're the bad guy. Okay. We have a framework to look at what is good in humanity and what is bad in humanity. So what's bad in humanity? Hatred. That's bad, isn't it? Hating people. It's quite, although, interestingly enough, that can be used for good as well. So hatred. Jealousy. General bigotry, believing you're superior to somebody else because you're different to them or they're different to you. What's good things? Empathy, courage, compassion. Okay, similar to empathy, but not exactly the same. Being kind to people. Being polite, being nice. Trying to understand people. Not jumping to immediate conclusions about them because of the colour of their skin or a story you've read in the Daily Mail. There's so many others. I did have loads in my head when I started this off, but I had a shower and a cup of tea and I've forgotten everything, but that's fine. Those are kind of examples. So we've got the good and the bad. So the bad is generally stuff that is kind of demeaning other people, being nasty to them, wishing them dead, wishing them harm. But at the same time, the people on the good side also feel these things. We feel hatred towards bigotry itself. We feel hatred towards people who propagate nonsense about other minorities. We hate that. We despise it. But we do not hate people in general. And we do not want people coming over in small boats to be sunk and drowned because that is unspeakable. So yeah, hatred is not an unusual thing for people on the side of good. I consider myself to be on the side of good. I revel in the joy of the good in humanity. The kindness, the going above and beyond to help each other. So all I can say is please double check everything. Are you good or bad? Well, look in the mirror. Do you wish unspeakable harm onto an entire group of people? Do you wish unspeakable harm onto your neighbours because they're different to you? If that is the case, you're the bad guy. Okay? If you've called somebody woke in the last 24 hours, or even in the last 6 months, you're the bad guy. Okay? If you vote for politicians who sow seeds of hatred and wish to, destroy the lives of people, you're the bad guy.